coming up on All Access.
What's up, man?
Yo, man.
Good luck.
Thanks for
the
fun. How are you?
I'm on. I'm tonight, now.
Brady takes the snap. Short drop. A lob. A fade for Gronkowski. Left side. He comes down with it. Touchdown, Patriots.
No decoy tonight.
Hey, they want to put one guy on you. You make it work.
That was a sick move. I was like, wow.
How do we feel about another victory? Huh?
As a defense, we compete. We want to be good. We want to be known as a great defense. So we got to go out there and win this game on defense. We got to go out there and take care of business.
There are things in life more important than what happens, you know, on the football field. And I think we have guys here that have really come to understand that and really embraced it. And, you know, doing things in the community and impacting lives of the people around you is very important.
Hanging in there.
You know, it doesn't really take much for them to make a big play, a strip sack on defense with their first pressures, or a big play on offense with their skilled players, big play in a kicking game. So we've got to really just do a good job for 60 minutes all the way across the board.
Normalcy returned to one Patriot place, and for the seventh straight season, the Patriots are division champions. Welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. The ever-changing world of the National Football League was on full display a week ago. New England bounced back with a more difficult-than-it-looked win over Houston. And before they even took the field against the Texans, both Cincinnati and Denver had lost, meaning the Patriots control their own destiny from here on out. Another postseason is guaranteed for the Patriots, but there are three regular season games remaining, beginning with the home finale against the Titans. We'll preview that game, but before we do, a look back at the sights and sounds of the win over Houston, which began like an old family reunion.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
How are you?
I won 100.
Take it easy on us tonight, now.
Yeah, baby!
Hey!
Woo!
You got to go off tonight. You know that.
Playboy.
Yeah.
You remember Steven? It's my son, Steven. I tell him about you all the time.
You know, we're trying to get to where you guys are. That's what we're
doing. They treat you well here.
On point.
Let's go, fellas.
You don't really need to say a whole lot, man. Let's do this thing. Culminate on three. 1, 2, 3.
Go ahead.
Yeah!
You said, baby.
Help each other out, and you play for one another now. Okay? If you're free, go do some work. Okay? I don't care whether it's here or here. If you're free, go find some work.
Brady with a play, making a roll right, throwing on the move across the field for Gronkowski. Open at the 22, left sideline 15, cutting it right inside the 10.
Oh, yeah, baby!
I couldn't see it.
We caught it.
Tom Batchuk throws to the back corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots, as he finds the former Texan, Keyshawn Martin.
Great job, Ames.
Brady takes the snap, short drop, a lob, a fade for Gronkowski, left side, he comes down with it, touchdown Patriots!
No decoy tonight!
Hey, they want to put one guy on you, you make it work, good release.
That was a sick move, I was like, wow!
Great release, outside. Hey, here it is. Good job.
Fourth down at 4.5 for Houston. Throw across the middle.
Yeah.
Knocked down incomplete. Again intended for Griffin. And Leonard Johnson denied.
Come on, come on.
guys now, fellas. 60 minutes. Let's get after these guys and don't let up. Got it? We got to win this. 60 minutes. Let's go.
Shotgun snap to Hoyer. Pressure by Shear. That's a second fumble. Loose inside the 50 and across the 45 of Houston. Eventually recovered by the Texans.
Great job not running this stunt, man. That's awesome.
Hey, Lava!
That's a nice job, baby. Nice job.
Hey, you're my job. Getting up field. Yes,
as the Patriots, in this reunion of sorts here in Houston, once again seize the top spot in the AFC.
Great. Hey, it was great. Okay.
We won.
That was a hell of a run.
Good win. Good win.
Yeah.
Good win. Good win.
Great job. Congratulations,
you scrap.
Great job, man. Great job. Big
awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, congratulations. That was a good job. Good job all week. We had a good week. Came down here, played 60 minutes, got contributions from all three phases. A lot of guys stepped up. It's a damn good team win. That's what we need at this time of year. All right, just got to keep grinding it out. Just grinding it out every day, every week. All right, there's no shortcut from here to the end. Just going to have to grind it out. And I'll grind this week Tennessee. All right, so we'll see you Tuesday. Let's get our rest. We need to recover. We've got to get it back here and tee it up again. We're going to have to play like this. We're going to play better than this going forward, okay? Congratulations, man. Good win. Good win.
Hey, fellas. I tell you what, everybody did a great job tonight, but D, that's a hell of a job. That's a hell of a job, D.
I mean, it's been a little while since y'all told me how you feel now, you know, so how do we feel about another victory, man?
Oh, yeah!
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit down with the coach. And, Coach, congratulations. Another AFC East title. I mean, it's seven in a row. It's a heck of an accomplishment, 13 in total.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I mean, I think a lot of, you know, great credit to our team this year. They fought through some adversity and, you know, won a lot of games, some tough games, some close games, some big games on the road like the Houston game, you know, Giants game. So it was, you know, well-deserved. And then we're just... still a lot of football left to go.
So let's go back to last Wednesday. How big was that padded practice? Not that you got back to basics, but as far as the ability just to hit and get a good fit on some people.
Yeah, I think it really helped us. I think it helped our timing and definitely helped our pad level. I think that showed up in the game. The way we played on the line of scrimmage was better than what it had been in the past couple of weeks. So, you know, just being able to reemphasize that and get back to it was definitely a help. But, you know, anytime you lose a couple tough games like that to Denver and Philadelphia, I think that just kind of refocuses everybody. You know, not that you want to go through that, but, you know, when you kind of feel like you're really challenged as a football team at that point, you know, are we ever going to win another game, to kind of just, you know, really close ranks and work a little bit harder. And I thought the team did a good job of that.
There's a lot of attention to some signings. You know, when you sign a guy or you pick up a big free agent, at the end of last year, you re-signed Brandon Bolden, and it kind of went under the radar. But you remember the kick return against the Colts in the AFC Championship game, the whirly birdie hit on the punt return, catches a touchdown in Denver on a go route. You know, he steps in when LeGarrette goes down. And just his role as a member of your football team, how big and how important is he and how he's grown over the years?
Yeah, you know, you need guys like that. You really need guys to can, you know, do all the jobs that need to be done, sometimes do the dirty work, you know, going to the corner to get the puck, that kind of thing.
That's
dig
it out.
we have a lot of guys that are like that, but Brandon has really done a good job for us in all those areas. He's been very valuable for us, and it's been a guy that's not only stepped in, but actually stepped in and given us really good production when he has stepped in. So, you know, very fortunate to have him.
All right, we're talking about Leonard Johnson. You guys pick him up midweek. According to him, he had a really good week of practice. Had some exciting plays in the game. But, you know, guys like Logan Ryan, Leonard Johnson, obviously he didn't go to Rutgers, but you know, you're down there in Tampa, the Schiano factor. What about the Steve Belichick factor? Guys like Freeney. How much has your son had input in bringing some of these guys in or just dealing with them in the past?
Well, you know, Steven played with those guys, yeah. So he definitely has a, you know, a different look at them than, you know, what you see as a coach going in to scout a team or, you know, scout a player. So, you know, he had a lot of positive things to say about all those guys. And You know, how hard they work, how, you know, the way they are around the weight room and around the facility on a daily basis, where, you know, he was training for lacrosse and they were training for football. And, you know, then when he was on the, you know, on the team that, that season, you know, that whole experience as well. So got a lot of exposure to that group. And, I'd say the ones that, that we have are guys that, you know, he thought would be a good fit.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show as we talk about the Tennessee Titans, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with defensive lineman Jabal Sheard.
We got so many moving pieces, it kind of helps each and every one of us out, you mean, up front.
And later, as award season heats up, we sit down with several Patriot players recognized for their efforts off the field.
I do think that it kind of, you pay it forward, you see it done, and you kind of want to, you want to do it. It's kind of contagious.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Get to where I am today, I would have to say Tony Dixon, because he was the first person out of the small city of Reform to actually go and be in the NFL, and, you know, I've seen go to college and play at Alabama, so he was the first person I saw do it, and then right then and there, I was like, I know it's possible, so I tried to follow his footsteps.
Brady could throw underneath to Mike Williams, and late shot at him.
Dad died when I was young, so mom was the one to, you know, keep me on the straight and narrow path and, you know, doing everything, the mother and father perspective. Looking at her doing this every day and knowing that she was out there trying to make sure we have a great life. And then once you see that, you want to do great things, and that's what I try to do. Two coming to mind from high school was Jack Cook and Russ Wallace. Russ Wallace gave me the grit that I needed to be able to go to the next level, to college, and gave me the discipline that I needed to be able to survive at Alabama, I can say that. Now, Coach Cook made me believe that I can be whatever. Like, he got there my 10th grade year in high school, and, I mean, no thoughts really of, no offers or anything for college, and then he got there, and it just went through the roof after that.
Mike Williams, the big tight end, has it from the 12-yard line, rumbling straight ahead to the 15, carries it right.
I didn't get the father figure part of it until I got to college, and that was Bobby Williams, former Michigan State head coach. So Bobby Williams was that guy that, when I got to college, was the father figure, and he showed me things that, you know, I still use today and helped me get to this level also.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. Another week means more injuries. Dominic Easley and LeGarrette Blount were among the headliners. But as Dan Roach tells us, the show must go on.
Hit by Hicks, and down he goes. And that is a second sack for Akeem Hicks.
Sunday night's win in Houston, combined with Monday night's Miami loss to the Giants, gave the Patriots their seventh straight AFC East title and 13th crown in the last 15 years.
It's a goal to get in the playoffs each year, and it's a goal to, you know, to win out, to win as many games as we can, and to beat our division opponents.
There's an injured Patriot.
Another week and more injuries, which caused more roster juggling. The team's leading rusher, LeGarrette Blount, joined Deion Lewis on season-ending IR with a bad hip.
Kind of like deja vu. You don't want to see that happen to anybody, but then when it happens to one of your teammates, one of the guys in your room, kind of hits a special place.
Defensive lineman Dominic Easley is also done for the season with a thigh injury, while captain Devin McCourty and linebacker Jonathan Freeney were also banged up.
We've lost a lot of guys. I know it's disappointing for all of us, but, you know, we're still playing football, so we still got a lot of football ahead.
As for replacements, the Patriots signed former Bronco running back Monte Ball, offensive tackle LaAdrian Waddle, who started 24 games the past three seasons with Detroit, and veteran wide receiver Leonard Hankerson,
who notched 26 catches for 327 yards and three touchdowns this season with Atlanta before suffering a hamstring injury and being waived 2 weeks ago.
There's always opportunities for new players when they come in to come in and make an impact. Just got to work hard and catch up at a fast rate.
The Patriots have now made the playoffs 17 times in 22 seasons since Robert Kraft bought the team back in 1994. Prior to that, in 34 years, the Patriots made the playoffs just 6 times. Pretty good stuff here under Mr. Kraft. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriots defensive lineman Jabal Sheard. And in Cleveland, you played on the outside. Mm-hmm. Here, they're moving you around a little bit. Are you liking that role, and what makes the role different here than when you were in Cleveland?
It's working. I can't. I have to like it. I mean, it's working. So,
what makes it work? Where do you think you're most beneficial, on the outside, on the inside? Do you like moving around?
I think just... You know, we got so many moving pieces, it kind of helps each and every one of us out, you mean, up front. The fact that we could play anywhere, you know what I mean? Offensive line never know what they're going to get, you mean? And I think that's the big key.
You know, on this team, when you have a quarterback like Tom Brady, obviously the offense gets a lot of attention. Yeah. But this defense has stepped up. Has it come together the way you expected it to come together?
We've been playing a lot better, you know what I mean? Definitely lately. We got to continue to improve and just keep playing hard. Obviously, stopping the run. And then we can get after the quarterback, and that's where all the fun is.
That's right. Getting after that quarterback.
Yeah.
Making plays. Let me ask you this. You've been on teams that have been out of the hunt, mm-hmm. you know, such as Cleveland. How do you prepare for a team that is out of the hunt now that you're on this side? You can't afford to overlook team like Tennessee coming up.
It's easy. You know, we compete. I mean, we look to be a better defense. So as a defense, we compete. We want to be good. We want to be known as a great defense. So we got to go out there and win this game on defense. We got to go out there and take care of business. I mean, coaches are doing a good job of keeping us motivated. I mean, what more do you need?
Tell me how Jabal Sheard prepares for a football game.
A lot of film study. I'm a later type film study type guy. I mean, later after practice or at night.
You know what I mean? So you come home after practice and
Yeah, watch a little film, study, you know what I mean, off the line. And just at night, you know what I mean, watching a little film before you go to bed. That way you go to sleep and you're kind of thinking about it.
Do you do that every night?
Yeah.
Every night?
Yeah.
And what about the day of a game?
Day of the game, it's important to take a nap. That's like the most important thing. Day of the game, though, you kind of want to be fresh. I mean, so I intend not to watch too much film the day of the game. I just look over the plays we have in.
Right.
Get that nap, and I'm ready to go, man, fresh and loose.
Good luck against Tennessee.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Yep. Jabal Sheard, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Last year, during the holiday season, we introduced you to the Empowerment Plan, which employs homeless individuals and trains them to create a unique winter coat for individuals with either no or limited shelter during the cold weather months. These coats convert into an easily transportable sleeping bag. At the request of many of our fans, this year we're inviting Patriots Nation to join us in this worthwhile effort. The Patriots Charitable Foundation distributed over 300 coats last year, but all of us together can make a much more significant impact, which is needed more than ever in our region.
It's for when you go outside, right here.
Patriots fans, this year you have the opportunity to join us in our mission to spread warmth during the upcoming cold months to those in our community who need it.
It's simple to make a contribution online. Go to patriots.com/empowerment plan and join the Patriots organization in donating to this very worthy cause.
Let's get these coats to the many people who really need them this winter.
Join us in making a difference in the lives of many in our community.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, great news. The Patriots have wrapped up the division, But there's been some health concerns. So, at this point in time of the season, is it a good idea to be resting players?
Football players play football. It's what Bill Belichick says, and I believe him. This team needs the number one seed. They will get the bye come January. They can rest then. They need to build momentum. They need to win out, and they need to take care of business. Don't worry about injuries. They're going to come if they come, and you can't prevent them either way.
Despite all the rhetoric about football players play football and all that, every season that the Patriots have had the opportunity to rest players at the end, they've taken that opportunity. And after what we've seen this season, should this be the one time they don't take that opportunity? I think not. There is a way to prevent injuries, and that's when you're not on the field.
All right, there's three games left in the regular season, and normally I would say you play football, you're a football player, you continue to play the game. But with all the issues the Patriots have had, I would take a select few guys, and I would make sure that they stay healthy in January, because that's the most important time, especially since the division has been wrapped up. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick rejoins me. We talk about the Titans. They fire their coach midseason. We know the whole history here. It's a team that's scrambling. They got their tails whipped a couple weeks ago. Obviously, you know, you're human. Pete, you know the team you're playing. How do you get your team ready to play this type of team that's coming in that, you know, could be a little bit dangerous for you?
Oh, real dangerous. I mean, if they go right to the Carolina game, you know, they were toe-to-toe with Carolina, you know, a couple weeks back. But very well coached. You know, they're tough. They're physical. You know, Coach LeBeau on defense, you know, they do a great job with that defense. And, you know, we know the background of the Steelers' defense.
Sure.
And that's always tough to handle because of the multiple number of things that they do and how many things you have to be ready for. You know, offensively, they have a lot of explosive skill players, great tight end, Walker, some, you know, big receivers like Green Beckham, fast receivers, quick receivers. Like Douglas. And, of course, you got the quarterback, Mariota, who's a big threat when he gets the ball in his hands to run or throw. So, you know, it doesn't really take much for them to make a big play, a strip sack on defense with their pressures or a big play on offense with their skill players, a big play in a kicking game. So we've got to really just do a good job for 60 minutes all the way across the board.
I want to ask you about Mariota real quick. Are there elements of some of the things they've done in Oregon when he was there as far as that system, off the play fake, getting him outside and putting pressure on that perimeter?
Not too much.
Okay.
Not probably as much as the Philadelphia offense. But, you know, he definitely gets out there on some design plays, then he gets out there just on his own when the rush breaks down and doesn't contain him. So he's very effective out of the pocket. He can run and he can throw. And, you know, he has good vision out of the pocket, too, makes good decisions when to run, when to throw, that type of thing. So we got to do a good job on him or he, you know, he can gain a lot of yards in a hurry.
Okay, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Andy in Medford. We're all excited the game got flexed last week, but it also gave us the ability, Coach, to sit around and watch some football during the day. Are you guys just tunnel visioned on the game that night, or are you aware, you know, Cincinnati loses earlier in the day, the Raiders pop Denver, and does it add some excitement to your game at 8:30 on Sunday night?
You know, not really. I mean, honestly, I didn't see one play of one game on Sunday, so when I got to the stadium, you know, I had heard that those two teams lost. But honestly, it doesn't really make any difference to us if somebody else wins or loses. It's, you know, we're there and we've worked all week for, you know, our one chance for 3 hours to perform and go out there and compete. And really, that's what it's all about.
All right. If you want to ask the coach a question on Twitter, you got to follow the team on Twitter at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. Bellastrator later with the Titans. What are we going to look at?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. You know, they got a good pass rush and they got some explosive players on offense. Got to watch that Walker.
Sounds good. Coach will be back later in the show. Sit tight. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Patriots players help those less fortunate shop till they drop.
Those are cowboy boots? Why not? They keep you warm.
But first, Coach Belichick introduces us to the Tennessee Titans on the Bellastrator.
Mariota, you know, he's not a quarterback. He's really a running back. This guy's got great speed and you can see his open field running ability here.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill. Up to 1 month of comfortable shaves.
and by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
It's the holiday season, which means the focus should be on giving rather than receiving. However, the Patriots organization is receiving a lot of attention, as several of their key players have been nominated for some of the NFL's most prestigious awards, and they all center around giving back.
We believe in strong community. We believe in having, we believe it's our responsibility to take care of those around us and love those as, you know, you'd like to be loved.
It's really hard to put into words, even being nominated for this award.
You're welcome.
That is very humbling. And then the fact that, you know, my dad won it and I remember when he won it. You know, it's pretty surreal to be able to follow in his footsteps up until this point, so I'm very humbled.
I just feel like on our team, you can put a bunch of guys and just, you know, close your eyes and pick a name out and nominate them.
And the kicker and everybody on the team cheer.
So to be nominated again, it's definitely an honor, especially on this team. You know, out of all the guys to be nominated twice, unbelievable.
The game of football has afforded us a lot of opportunities and allowed us to take care of our families. And that being the case, we have a responsibility to do something with that and to impact, you know, people's lives around us.
Hope you enjoy it.
I do think that it kind of, you pay it forward, you see it done, and you kind of want to do it. It's kind of contagious.
So how we conduct ourselves on the field and outside of here is very important to us. It's very important to people in this region of the country.
Yeah, I still remember in 2010 having to go to the Hall of Fame, and I want to say it was Julian, Seabass and Chung and Hoyer came in, you know, four guys who were rookies last year and spoke to us. And then Mr. Kraft and his wife Myra came and spoke to us.
Hey, this is our guy Devin. This is our number one draft choice that we came in
on. Not only is this a first-class organization as far as, you know, football, winning games, winning championships, but it's first-class as far as being off the field, volunteering.
Make sure you use your arm for your back.
I can't think of a better candidate than Devin McCourty to represent not only the Patriots, but the entire National Football League, the way he conducts himself.
Around here, it starts with Mr. Kraft and his family. And when I came around, we had Teddy Bruschi, Matt Light, Vince Wilfork. Those guys really showed me that, okay, this is how we do things here.
Hanging in there.
There are things in life more important than what happens, you know, on the football field. And I think we have guys here that have really come to understand that and really embraced it and, you know, doing things in the community and impacting lives of the people around you is very important.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette, our favorite razors because keeps us nice and cleanly shaved.
Just not today.
He does a lot of TV, meaning he does a lot of TV for the college game. And you've studied Marcus Mariota. It's Titan Week. How has Mariota transferred his playmaking ability from the collegiate game to the pro game? What do you see?
Think RG3 year one.
Okay.
A lot of play action pass. A lot of the college plays implement it into the pro game. So here it is. Backs right here in the backfield. A lot of play action. You're going to wait for it, but you're not going to give it to them. And then you get some play action reads, easy reads. Doesn't matter what they do up front.
Right.
You're reading two guys, and you're getting the ball out of your hands quick.
Now, where he's a real threat, and he had the 87-yard touchdown run, is off the play fake. Then he attacks the line of scrimmage. Play action. Tight end in the flat.
Yeah.
Deep post corner.
Contain them then, right?
So now,
so
if I'm Ninkovich or Chandler Jones, go ahead, you do your play
fake. I'm coming off.
I'm taking my step out here to keep this guy pushing back inside the pocket.
He's not going to go east and west. You want to funnel him everything inside to our fast, aggressive, physical linebackers and let him worry about that when he gets there.
We said football. We got to remember the Titans. How many feet are in a mile, Petey? How many feet?
I get nervous.
Don't lose the football in your face.
The Patriots are back to their winning ways, and the chants of the AFC East are in Gillette for the last regular season home game against the Tennessee Titans. I'm Miranda Mason, and here's a look at your storylines. Tennessee might only have 3 wins this season, but they present a challenge when it comes to young quarterback Marcus Mariota. The rookie is mobile and excels against the blitz, putting a top-ranked Patriots defense to the test. And there are more questions when it comes to the Patriots offense and injuries. The Pats lost LeGarrette Blount to a hip injury last week in Houston, so who will emerge as the primary back? Will James White or Brandon Bolden step up? And the Pats might have clinched the division and a spot in the playoffs, but they're still in the hunt for a first-round bye, a luxury that can only benefit a team burdened by injuries. That'll do it for your storylines. Now let's take a look at opponent news, brought to you by Geico.
The opponent news is brought to you by Geico.
The Titans visit Foxborough with just 3 wins to show for on the year. It's a daunting task for sure, but they are up for the challenge.
You know, you got to be able to be prepared for multiple looks and multiple coverages. And, you know, going out there, just stay true to your rules. You know, understand what the coaches have taught you throughout this entire season. Trust that and you go from there.
Don't be in awe, okay? If you do that, you're going to get yourself embarrassed.
Now let's check in with Coach Belichick and Scott Zolak because it's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. Coach rejoins me now from previously in the show. Taking a look at them offensively, Coach, and defensively here they are set up. What do you got against a pretty good team in Carolina?
A real good team in Carolina. You know, it starts with the pass rush. They've got a very disruptive front. Here they're in a five-man rush, just playing man coverage. You know, the coverage is tight. There's really nobody that comes open very quickly. And then you can just see the pass rush here on Newton. You know, totally collapse the pocket. It's just an avalanche. All right, here's an end zone shot of the pass rush and how that's going to work. They're running a game here. Arakpo starts off on the edge, but then, you know, Jones stunts inside here. Arakpo wraps around. You can see the pressure that they've got on the inside. So they kind of collapse the pocket over here on the left side with good power and then run this three-man game over here on the right side. And there's just nowhere for Newton to go step up. He's, you know, two guys all over him. So.
He's a pretty good runner, too.
Yeah, there's just no space there.
All right, moving on here.
Well, you know, Mariota, we know what kind of athlete he is, and really, it shows up big time on this play. You know, we've got to do a great job of containing him, and to give him space to run is, you know, definitely a problem. But, you know, he's not a quarterback. He's really a running back. This guy's got great speed, and you can see his open field running ability here, so... You know,
well, the ability to make a free safety miss 20 yards downfield, that's...
Yeah, you know, you don't see these quarterbacks ripping off these 87-yard runs all the time. So
games change, man.
That's a big, you know, we're going to have to do a great job on him.
Okay.
And this, you know, Delanie Walker's an excellent tight end. He does a great job for him. He's definitely their go-to receiver. You know, here he is coming in motion, working on the inside. You know, the combination here of... You know, coming in and running the over routes and then faking the over route and coming back outside like he does here against the Dolphins. You know, does a real good job of setting up the route at the top of the route, gets the defender to kind of freeze a little bit and then breaks outside here for, you know, an easy 20-yard gain. Leading receiver, very productive player, big player for him on third down as well as play action in the red area. So we're going to have to do a good job on him.
All right, sounds good. Good to get a 1 o'clock home game. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. There's your Belistrator right there. More of All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by
Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Back on track. That's what this team is. And it took Houston to do that, but they did it.
Yeah, this kind of stuff that happens around the league is usually reserved for bye weeks when the Patriots get better during their bye week. But it was a terrific day all around. You go from, oh, my God, what are we going to do with a number three seed to one day of football, you're back on top. And to me, the most important part was what happened when the Patriots took the field. They more resembled the New England Patriots that we all have come to expect.
And Steve, you said it took Houston to do it, and I don't really know where you're coming at with that in terms of that it took that level of opponent, or do you give the Patriots credit? I give them credit.
I think a little bit of both.
Yeah,
I think a little bit of both.
I give the Patriots credit, though, because I think that was a tough spot, you know, going in there on a Sunday night, and they turned all the lights out, you know, pregame warm-up, and you had Vince Wilfork out there saying, I've been waiting for this game all season. They were really fired up down there, and I thought the Patriots, I would give them a little more credit than
take away
saying
from
then take away.
I agree. I'll give you that. I agree with that.
Sorry to come at you. So
No, that's fine.
You
know, that's what
right
this is all about. I love
wait
it.
Wait a later, he'll be questioning our picks. Don't worry about it.
We'll get to that a little later. Yeah, no question. Hey, Gronk played. Were you guys surprised that Gronk played? And were you surprised at Brady's comments after the game saying, I'm proud of Gronk?
Yeah, you know, it clearly, to me, looked like there was some prodding involved here. And I was a little surprised. When he came back to practice, I thought, okay, that's generally how they do it. He'd get a couple of days of work, and then maybe next week, maybe this Tennessee game would be. And I think that Tom maybe had a conversation with him and said, listen, we really need you. We have an opportunity here. We can't afford to, you know, the Philadelphia game was a big-time blip, and we can't afford another misstep. We need you out here.
Well, I was very surprised, Steve. And you go back to when that joint statement came out on December 1st with the team and Gronkowski family, and then a video that Gronkowski posted after the statement came out. And he repeated a couple times that I'll come back when I'm 100%. He wasn't 100%, Steve. He only played 42 or 41 of, you know, the snaps in the game. So something happened from the time that was his mindset to the game. We don't know what it was. I think it's a good theory that maybe there was a little bit of a prodding there. And for Tom Brady to say, hey, he really toughed it out. I'm really proud of him.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
That was impressive, I do. I don't just, you know, a lot of times the post-game sound to me is noise. That wasn't. I thought that was telling, what Tom said.
Was that the right time for Gronk to come back?
Personally, I think that there was a game that they probably would have won. However, you could make an argument that Rob Gronkowski's presence was the difference between winning and losing.
Okay.
He is that good of a player. He is that impactful of a player. And the way that game unfolded, he makes a big catch early on, and I think that opens up things for others. He only had four targets in the game, caught all four passes, big plays, a touchdown late in the first half, which I thought was the biggest play in the game because I think that really ended the game and made Houston play catch-up. But for me personally, I wouldn't have had any problem if they erred on the side of caution and said, let's make sure that he is 100%. But I think they felt like there was some urgency to that game.
Yeah, I feel the same way Paul does. And I would just say, you know, 75% of Gronkowski is pretty much, you know,
so good.
Is 100% of whatever other option you're going to get. So you take it when you can. And they managed him. That was what stood out to me. This was not every snap. You're going to stay out on the field. They were really careful with how they used him.
Okay, they picked up Monte Ball.
You know, Ball's a guy who's looking to find a career. He busted out in Denver. He couldn't hold on to the football. But, you know, most guys get more than one chance. So, you know, you get him in here, see if he can pick up the system. You know, there's been a lot of guys who weren't able to succeed right away and were able to carve out a pretty good career. We'll see if Ball can do it.
And one of the nice parts about him for the Patriots is he's on the practice squad. So he doesn't even take up a spot on your active roster. You can take a look at him.
The loss to Philadelphia. Does it put things in perspective, the mindset of the Patriots going into the Titans game?
I would like to think that helps. I think everybody's entitled to one slip up. And if it happens, you know, 2 weeks later at home again, that's more of a problem. That's a bigger problem to look forward to. I don't think you're going to see that kind of situation happen. I don't think Tennessee has enough. I don't think they have anywhere near the talent even that Philadelphia has.
Yeah, I agree with Paul as usual. And I would say one difference between Philadelphia, who is actually still playing for something at the time, Tennessee isn't. Their season's over. I don't see much problem here. Yeah,
aside from looking forward to watching Mariota play in person, I don't have a lot of intrigue in this game. I think the Patriots are going to roll. I agree with Mike. I thought they had a really solid performance.
Just disagree on anything, please.
No, but I think we had a really solid performance Sunday night. In Houston, and I don't think that they just say, okay, now we're all better. Oh, I think this is when they pick it up, and I think they roll 34-13.
34-13, that much?
And I'll go with a 33-13 in favor of the Patriots.
See, 1 point off. We don't always agree.
Great job, guys, as usual.
Steve. Thanks, Steve.
That will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, who always agree, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.